In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. In the last hour, we heard from prominent swing-era soloists. Chew Berry, Roy Eldridge, Johnny Hodges, and Lester Young featured in small group settings. Continuing in the small group vein, in this hour, we'll hear from the Benny Goodman Trio, Quartet, and Sextet, Django Reinhardt and Le Quintet du Hot Club de France, avec Stefan Grappelli, and the influential but less well-known sextet led by the bassist John Kirby. We'll start with Benny Goodman's small groups. While known for his big band, Goodman was deeply rooted in small ensembles from his childhood in Chicago, where he was directly influenced by Jimmy Noon and the Apex Club Orchestra, and Leon Rapolo from the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. After playing with everyone from Red Nichols to Bix Beiderbecke to Hoagy Carmichael, Goodman formed his orchestra in 1933. By 1935, he was recording in a trio format as well, giving him a chance to stretch out in a group improvisational setting. To his credit, he courageously and openly recorded and performed with African-American pianist Teddy Wilson, along with his old Chicago pal drummer Gene Krupa. The next year, the black vibraphonist Lionel Hampton was added to make the legendary Benny Goodman Quartet. In 1939, Goodman expanded the group further to include Cootie Williams from the Ellington Band and pioneering electric guitarist Charlie Christian, a childhood friend of blues legend T-Bone Walker and author Ralph Ellison. Gary Giddens wrote, "If Goodman was primarily a popularizer of big bands, he was an innovator of small ones." We'll start by returning to the old chestnut Body and Soul, this time by the Benny Goodman Trio. Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Krupa on drums from 1935. Martin Williams, in the notes for the Smithsonian Collection of Classic Jazz, wrote, "Teddy Wilson's piano solo is a kind of miracle of originality in melody and phrasing." And Ted Gioia wrote, "Boasting a clear, singing piano tone, one as appropriate for a Mozart piano concerto as for a swing combo, and a subtle sense of dynamics, Wilson offered a more delicate variant of jazz piano than practiced by a Hines or a Waller." We'll follow that with the Benny Goodman Quartet, with Lionel Hampton on vibes added, doing Dinah, of which Gary Giddens and Scott DeVoe wrote, "In the Goodman Quartet's 1936 recording, the mood is exuberant and playful, even bewildering. During Lionel Hampton's introduction, it's virtually impossible to hear where the downbeat is. The four musicians play in an informal jam session, exercising their freedom to listen and interact spontaneously." Body and Soul and Dinah by small groups led by Benny Goodman. Thank you. Body and Soul by Benny Goodman's trio, and Dinah by the Benny Goodman Quartet. Gary Giddens wrote further, "The chamber groups also gave Goodman the opportunity to indulge himself as a clarinetist on wistful ballads, such as The Man I Love, and flashy stomps, like China Boy, and rekindled the spark of his earlier playing. They gave him the chance to work with favorite musicians without regard to race. Goodman was a hot player whose adroit blues choruses distinguished him almost from the start during his days in Chicago. His command of every register enabled him to contrive a style of high drama and earthy swing." Let's listen to China Boy by the Benny Goodman Trio, of which Ben Ratliff wrote in the New York Times Essential Library of Jazz, "Goodman's clarinet sound, driving and impeccably in tune, is riveting. In China Boy, he nails the beat rapidly, right on top of it, while vibraphone, piano, and drums gather around his orientation to rhythm. His arpeggiated figures are followed hand in glove by Teddy Wilson. His ascent into the high register is palpable, like a time-elapsed film of a tree shooting out of the ground." And we'll continue with the Benny Goodman Quartet playing The Man I Love from 1937. Thank you. The Benny Goodman Trio performing China Boy and his quartet performing The Man I Love. In 1940, Charlie Christian joined the Benny Goodman small group on guitar, forming a sextet. Martin Williams wrote, "Charlie Christian playing amplified guitar in a style based on a saxophone style, and especially Lester Young's, was a rare jazz man by any standard, and aside from considerations of instrument, he had a scant 2 years of public exposure, chiefly as a member of Goodman's small ensemble, and was dead at age 23. His work has been a major influence on all subsequent jazz guitarists. We'll hear Breakfast Feud from the Benny Goodman Sextet, followed by I Found a New Baby. The sextet is Cootie Williams on trumpet, George Auld on tenor sax, Benny Goodman on clarinet. In the first instance, Ken Kersey on piano, and on I Found a New Baby, Count Basie on piano, Charlie Christian on guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Harry Yeager on drums. Two selections by the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring Charlie Christian, Breakfast Feud and I Found a New Baby. We'll continue with the music of Django Reinhardt and John Kirby when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. Welcome back to Jazz at 100. We are continuing our exploration of small group recordings in the mid to late 1930s, turning our attention now to Django Reinhardt. One of the first great solo guitar voices in jazz, the Belgian Reinhardt was heavily influenced by American records and played with expat players in Paris in the 1920s and 30s. Guitarist Martin Taylor said, "Whenever I meet guitarists who tell me they love to play like Django, I tell them to listen to Louis Armstrong. That's what Django did, and that's why Django phrased everything the way he did. Just listen to Louis play, and you'll understand what Django was about." We'll start listening to Dinah by Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stefan Grappelli from 1934. Ted Gioia wrote, "On Dinah, he intermingles bouncy triplets and bluesy asides with forceful octaves, setting a standard for ease of execution and invention that would be amplified in later quintet recordings, such as Djangology." And then we'll follow listening to Djangology from 1935. Thank you. Dinah and Djangology, from 1934 and 1935 by Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stefan Grappelli on violin. In an astute passage, Ted Gioia wrote, "The band's instrumentation revealed a fresh break with the tradition of American jazz. In the place of brass, reed, and percussion elements so prominent in African-American music, the quintet employed a violin, three guitars, and bass. But the distinctive character of this group went beyond its reliance on strings instead of horns. Reinhardt and Grappelli brought a specifically European perspective, drawing on gypsy music, classical composition, and local folk traditions to bear on their jazz work. The band's repertoire was drawn from disparate sources, a swing version from a Bach concerto movement, or a bolero inspired by Ravel, might be juxtaposed with pop compositions by George Gershwin or Noel Coward, or coexist alongside a New Orleans warhorse such as Tiger Rag. This was music that respected no national boundaries, as nomadic as Reinhardt's gypsy forebears. The cross-cultural roots of the quintet were felt also in the style of improvisation, especially Reinhardt's. With a fresh lyricism, he cut through the clichés of early American jazz guitar, discarding the banjo-inspired syncopations and ponderous rhythms in favor of a more fluid approach, one that was both melodically inventive and rhythmically inspired. Grappelli, for his part, thrived in this context, but this artist demonstrated in later decades that his violin could adapt to almost any type of setting, jazz or otherwise. Three selections from Django Reinhardt with Stefan Grappelli: Georgia on My Mind, After You've Gone, and Shine, all from 1936.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, babe. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Oh, my man, oh, Lord. Georgia, Georgia, the song of you comes as soft and clear as the moonlight through the vine. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, baby. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. early just because my hair's curly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living, take my troubles all with a smile, just because my color's shady, different baby, that's why they call me Shine.
Django Reinhardt and the quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stefan Grappelli doing Georgia on My Mind, After You've Gone, and Shine. Ben Ratliff again. Reinhardt's music was rooted in Gaelic joie de vivre. For its high craft, it was essentially chummy and lighthearted. The way the songs are played, sweet and fast, can sound like the only way to play them, and that's that. You don't want to be different from Django. You want to be Django, to share the same earthy humor and sweetness and light. We'll return to Jazz at 100 in a moment to listen to the proto-cool music of bassist and bandleader John Kirby.
Just because my hair's curly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living, take my troubles all with a smile, just because my color's shady, different baby, that's why they call me Shine.
Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the small groups of the late 1930s and early 1940s. John Kirby, according to Giddens and DeVoe, the best-known bassist of the swing era, was famous not because of his playing, which was conventional and flawed, but because he led the most popular small jazz band of its day, that would be 1937 to 1942, an unusually minimalist sextet that prefigured the cool style of the 1950s. Let's hear three selections by John Kirby and his orchestra, as he called it. Coquette from 1940, with Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Russell Procope on alto, later of the Ellington Band, Billy Kyle on piano, John Kirby on bass, O'Neill Spencer on drums and vocals. Coquette will be followed by Zooming at the Zombie and Jumpin' in the Pump Room. Thank you. Three proto-cool selections, if you will, by John Kirby and his orchestra from 1940, Coquette, Zoomin' at the Zombie, and Jumpin' in the Pump Room. Ben Ratliff wrote, John Kirby's band book offered witty jazz, even broad brush corny at times. Its swing was close cut. In the service of humor more than pretension, the band flirted with the classical canon, performing glosses on Beethoven, Beethoven riffs on, and Schubert, Schubert's Serenade. Its self-consciously controlled dynamics were what jazz critics would start calling chamber jazz a little while later. We'll hear Beethoven riffs on from John Kirby and his orchestra from 1940. Beethoven Riffs On by a sextet known as John Kirby and his orchestra. This concludes the 20th program in the Jazz at 100 series. We've completed our survey of the music of the teens, 20s, and 30s. The 1940s, with all their musical upheaval, awaits our exploration. In the next hour, we'll return to the big bands of the early 1940s, listening to orchestras led by Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, Gene Krupa, and Woody Herman. What seemed at the time to be the height of the big band era now is understood to be the beginning of its end. As the economics of the music business shifted, musicians went on strike and the nation went to war. Bebop would fill the void. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings produced by WTJU Charlottesville and funded in part through a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. For more information, playlists, and resources, go to wtju.net/jazz100. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Russell Perry.